This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. It is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Sobey's Meats on Remembrance Road on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. If you don't know where this place is, 3450 Remembrance Road, put that in your GPS, drive over here. You will not be disappointed. 50-foot of meat case here. This place has been rocking since we opened up here this morning. Open till 3 today. Got all kinds of meat specials. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. We are the Grilling Guys on the Cumulus Broadcasting Network. Right now, we've got people just surrounding us. This place is a mob scene. We are in Grand Rapids, Michigan at Sobey Meats, and it's a wonderful site, isn't it, Jop? It's just called Free Enterprise, baby.
Yeah, I tell you what, this is another one of those Michigan businesses that is just putting it out there. They're successful. They're working hard. Everybody's smiling. This is a great place to be. But speaking of great people, Bob, you ran into somebody out in Montana a little earlier this week, didn't you? Let's talk a little bit with that guy.
I did, and I think right now on the live line, we've got Jasper Miller from Higher Ground Brewery in Hamilton, Montana. You out there, Jasper?
I am. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning. Do you have Fenn with you?
He is not available right now. He's on the other line taking some orders. I'm sorry about that.
I bet he is. Well, anyway, thanks so much for taking time with us. I ran into Jasper a couple of days ago in Hamilton, Montana, and it was one of the best days I've ever had traveling because I hit microbreweries all around the country, and to be honest with you, a lot of them are kind of disappointing. I hate to sound like a snob. I hate to be rude, and I normally don't say anything to them when I'm there, but there's some mediocre beers out there. There's some good beers, and there are some phenomenal beers. Now, it just so happens that you are the youngest brewmaster or master brewer in the USA. And, Jasper, how old are you?
I'm 24 years old.
That's so cool. Tell us your story real quickly here.
Okay. You know, instead of getting breastfed, I was handed a can of Budweiser. It all started right around then.
God, if it didn't start that way for all of us, man.
No, just kidding. I have a lot of support from my parents. My parents were always, you know, pushing me to do whatever I wanted, and a lot of support from here in the community. I ended up graduating college with a microbiology degree and doing a lot of home brewing in college, and it just kind of escalated into a dream between me and a college friend that took off running, and it's been a wild ride and an adventure, but I wouldn't change it for the world. Every day is just so fun, and I look forward to it.
Yeah, well, what's really cool about these two guys is they're like 24 years old. They just opened a brewery. I mean, 24, opened a brewery. You're a microbiology major, which is so cool because microbrew. And then your partner is a finance major. And
right.
I tasted a Scottish ale, right? Scotch ale?
That's right, yep.
Oh, dude, that is so dialed in. You have got it spot on at such a young age.
Yeah, you like that kind of peated malt and smoked flavors coming from that, and that's kind of what I wanted to express with my beers, is just let everybody try the different flavors that are out there instead of being stuck on that just domestic Pilsner, and that's what they think of beer. There's just so many different options out there for everybody.
And you also gave me an amber that was just absolutely perfect, dialed in.
I did. Yep, that's the Irish Red. That's our Base Camp Irish Red. That's a really balanced beer, a little bit malty sweetness, but still that little after taste of the bitterness, so that's a really medium of the road balanced beer that everybody can just get along with.
Yeah, just absolutely perfect beer. And you also gave me a stout.
A milk stout, that's correct. We use a lactose sugar in our milk stout, so it really leaves a grown up chocolate's milk. It's kind of like, give me more Ovaltine, please. It's great.
Wow. You know what? I just got to say, if two guys that are running a brewery named Jasper and Fenn, it can't go wrong, man. You got a huge cool factor just going right there. But, hey, is there any way that we out here in Michigan can find your beers? Can we get them online? Can we reach out to you? How do we find out about these?
We're on Facebook, and we're getting our website up and running. Right now, we're not distributing any of our beer. We're trying to get a local following here in the town we live in Hamilton. But I kind of suspect if things keep up the way they're going, we'll, within 2 years, be starting to distribute our beer, and you'll be able to get it then. So just time and waiting.
Well, the good news is I'll be back out there this summer with my family, so I'll get to see you again and taste some of those delicious brews you've got. You got a great pizza oven there. I want to help you out with that pizza oven a little bit. I got some ideas for you. But thanks so much, Jasper, for taking time to talk again. It was great to meet you, and just wanted to celebrate the youngest head brewer or brewmaster in the country. Congratulations to you. Like I said, it's only going to last a year, dude. There'll be somebody right on your tail.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, thanks so much.
Cheers.
Yeah. That's Jasper Miller from Higher Ground Brewery. It's in Montana. It's in Hamilton. It's in the Bitterroot Valley. If you've never been to Montana, take a road trip this summer, because what a beautiful state.
Yeah, you heard it here first on the Grilling Guys. Stay tuned. Those guys are going to be popular.
They are.
That beer is going to be around. It's that good. Rob brought some of it back with him when he came back, and it is fantastic. But we are live and local out at Sobey's Meats, 3450 Remembrance Road on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. This place has been rocking since the door opened today. Got a huge meat sale going on here. There's too many things to talk about, but one of my favorites, they've got a whole bunch of grilled New York strip over here that they're giving away as samples, and that stuff's blown out of here at $7.69 a pound. You've got to give it a try.
You had some New York strip?
I did.
You're holding out on me. Where
right
is
there.
It?
Well, it's I'm between you and it, so sit tight, brother. Sit tight. But anyway, this is a fantastic place. There's 50-foot of meat counter here.
Chop, let's talk about a little romance right now, you and me. You and me, man.
Romance?
Come
here
on.
Here we go.
No,
here
we got Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah, I know.
And this is a great time. If you, let's say, maybe haven't been taking care of mama real good, maybe haven't been, you know, shoveling the sidewalk enough, cleaning the garage, all those things she nags you about. She doesn't nag. But anyway.
Remind you about.
That's right. Tuesday, you have the chance to get your tuxedo on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your grilling tux.
Yeah.
You know what?
Maybe nothing but an apron.
There you go, man. And be a man. Step out on that grill like that.
Right.
Show her what it's all about. Yeah.
Well, you might want to have some, you might want to put a Stormy Cromer on.
Yeah. Hey, that'll top her off. You got it, baby.
Yeah, she'll be stimulated. it'll be your purse right there.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to talk about is this, is one of the things that my wife really loves, and it's a great treat, and that is a bacon-wrapped filet. And it's not a guy with a Stormy Cromer and nothing but an apron on, I guarantee that. But it is a bacon-wrapped filet. And, guys, there's a couple tips here. A filet is a thicker cut of meat. It's the actual eye of the tenderloin. It's going to be the most tender piece of meat. You're going to pay $15 to $19.99 a pound, but it's worth every penny of it if you cook it right. Now, you're going to cut this to about an inch and a half thick. It's going to be about as big around as a baseball. And what you want to do is you want to let that thing come to room temperature. And while you're doing that, you take it out of the fridge, just set it on there, season it up with a little cracked pepper, a little bit of sea salt, maybe a little bit of garlic powder. Put a little bit of that on each side and just let it set and come to room temperature. That seasoning will sink into the surface. While you're doing that, render off a couple pieces of bacon. And what I mean by that is do not cook it till it's crispy, but cook it so some of the fat comes off into the pan, pull it out, throw it on a napkin. Because what you want to do is you want to have it still be pliable, but you don't want to have to cook the bacon completely while you're grilling the steak, because it'll take too long to cook the bacon to the doneness that you need if you don't pre-cook it, and your steak will be overdone. So when you got the bacon done and you're ready to, the steak's at room temperature, wrap that bacon around the outside of the steak, not on the surface that you're going to grill, but around the perimeter, and then stick a toothpick in there to hold that. Stick it on a hot grill. Bob, how hot should I have that grill?
As hot as you can get it.
Yeah, exactly. Because what you want to do with a filet, you got to serve that no more than medium. You probably want to serve it medium rare because it's such a tender. Just cut it with a fork steak. You do not want to overcook that.
You heard it here, folks. First, from Elmer Fudd, right here, this guy with the Stormy Cromer on next to me. And cook that waskaway thing, would
you? Hey, I tell you what, Bob, you know, I resisted wearing these things for years, so I put one on, and now you know
see
how stupid you look
see
in
what,
one of these things.
No.
You're sitting here looking at me.
No, I'm just so happy that you finally come around to the man side and quit wearing all that, you know. What is that? What do they call those guys? Well,
oh, wait, no. Camouflage baseball hats. That's what they call those.
Hey, that's my Botec hat from Alan Bob's. Merle, bail me out down here, would you?
Hey, you know what? We're live and local out at Sobey's Meats. You're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. And you know what? I am willing to bet that there's no meat market in the state that's as busy as this one this morning. So this is kind of cool. But coming up next, we're going to be talking to, we finally got Mad Dog on the line, so he's going to be coming with us and talking to us a little bit about that sturgeon season that they had last weekend. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.